Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I mentioned leaving the daddy-daughter dance and all the dads checking their phones.
Yeah.
It was caps, but it was also draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people were coming up to me asking me about the draft, and people were tracking it. And I saw Denton Day post overall grades on Twitter from some of the big networks. And we'll go through it pick by pick. But this is your overall grade. And I did put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Grade Adam Peters' first draft as GM of the Commanders. But this is what some of the big networks said. NFL Network gave the Commanders an A-. CBS, an A. ESPN, A-. PFF, A. Pro Football Network, B+. USA Today, A-. So pretty
and again,
good marks.
We know, we are well aware that grading a draft,
it's dumb.
Immediately after it's done, before these guys have even taken one snap on the field, it's dumb and it's premature.
Right.
I still will go click on NFL draft grade.
Right, of course. Yeah.
People consume this.
This is how you grade it. You grade it based on team needs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're drafting guys that you need and positions that you need, okay, then that's where you can grade. But you can't grade the players until, I don't know, 3 years after you draft them, maybe?
Totally.
How many times, though, did we talk about – let's just start with the second round. How many times did we talk about the two picks, which were high up, and what we would do? I think – most of us thought they would go offense. We thought they would go offensive line for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us said offensive line, wide receiver, offensive line, tight end. Some people said offensive line. I think Jason said offensive line, corner.
Mm-hmm.
They went DT.
Yeah, but we're not privy to their draft boards. Like, obviously, Johnny Newton, like, his name is Jerjon Newton. I don't know if that's the correct way to pronounce it.
Johnny Newton.
His nickname is
Johnny.
We'll
call him Johnny.
Obviously, he was way high on their draft board. Otherwise, they wouldn't have taken him at 36. And a lot of Commanders fans are short-sighted. Like, why'd they pick a DT when they've got Payne and Allen? Well, you don't know the future plans for Payne and Allen.
Don't sleep on Mathis.
How long they're going to be here. Mathis, he's going to be gone like Jamin Davis. He's part of a previous regime that drafted him.
There was rumors that Allen could be trade bait.
Right.
And he's got 2 years left on his contract. Maybe he's trade bait after this year. So
again,
who knows?
Adam Peters, he is trying to build this thing for not – hello, this is a bulletin for all of you weirdo Commander fans. It's not just for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to build this thing long term.
They clearly had a philosophy. I was reading an article about it this morning, just about the athletic scores of their guys.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted their athletic scores were off the charts.
Yep.
Yeah, they were number one according to Next Gen Stats.
Yeah.
However, they kept that athleticism metric. They were number one.
They drafted a lot of dudes on their teams who were captains.
Mm-hmm.
That means something to them, to Peters and to Quinn.
I'd assume most teams did that because in the draft you're picking best players from teams generally. So I'm assuming a lot of them are captains.
But you know, I
did see that, but mm-hmm. I kind of discounted it with my theory that if we did the same thing for the New York Giants, you'd probably find
that
they drafted a bunch of captains, too.
I haven't looked at the captains list that the other NFC East teams drafted, but that's clearly something they're looking for. Leadership abilities, how they fit in the culture in the locker room here.
Mm-hmm. The defensive tackle pick surprised me for sure, but it kind of signaled to me that they're just doing best player available.
Right.
Well, and they thought that that was the best player available. They're a team that is undergoing a rebuild. And let's be honest, though there are quick turnarounds, and I think this team has a chance to win 9 or 10 games, it's a rebuild in 2 or 3 years. So
remember,
just pick the best players.
You've seen this before when we've been in Rizzo's office before, right? When he has his big boards.
Mm-hmm.
They has this board for 2024, 2025, 2026, the contract status of all these guys. So they have, you know, part of being a general manager, right, is you got to be able to see what, you know, the landscape and where your holes are in future years. That's all they're doing, right? They're plugging in. They're preparing in advance. You can't just go all in
for 2024.
I mean, let me look at Jonathan Allen's spot track, but I don't think he has any real, like, guaranteed money even this year or next year. So, like, the Newton pick could be Peter's game planning for if Allen signs a big deal elsewhere.
Yeah.
And he's got another DT right there on the roster.
Clearly.
That was his highest ranked player at that point.
It's definitely a future.
It's a future play.
Future play.
No doubt.
Well, I think he's going to play a good amount.
Well, he'll play this
as
year,
a rookie.
Yeah. Of course.
It's not just a future
but
play.
But he'll be in a rotation. I mean, he's not going to
start. Yeah, but he's not going to start over Allen and Payne.
No. But I think that Witt is going to find ways to get him on the field with those guys.
Yeah, I would agree. So, yeah, I mean, and again, you can't grade the draft based on the play because they haven't been on the field yet.
No, you can kind of grade it on, I think, what the grades kind of were going in,
mm-hmm.
the you know how well they did in terms of getting value, that stuff, you know, for needs that they had. I know a lot of people were upset that they didn't just go right away to offensive linemen, but I didn't have a problem with that. I trust them.
So many
they
offensive linemen.
There's so many were taken early.
Yeah, so many offensive linemen were taken early.
This is what happened last year.
The Newton pick, though, also screamed to me Dan Quinn's influence. Defensive coordinator, he's going to want some defensive dogs. This guy was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He had 7.5 sacks. I do think he's going to be part of the rotation. Last year, Payne and Allen were on the field more than usual.
Yeah.
So they're going to want to get
giving them a little
fresh
break.
Guys who are going to be on the field. I wouldn't give up on Mathis just yet. Close to giving up on him. It's been two seasons.
Close to give up.
First season,
him.
He was hurt the whole time.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of Fedarian Mathis, so I'm not expecting much out of him.
But I would expect Mathis and Newton to be part of rotation there with Allen and Payne.
And then who knows about – and then they go out and get an offensive lineman in the third round, and he – I mean, I guess he played a lot of guard in college, but he could be a tackle.
Well, I think the plan is for him to be a
tackle. So there's your tackle right there,
and I'll be
even
honest,
though they waited around to do it.
I love getting a McCaffrey on the roster.
I'm
a big fan.
That was a third rounder, too. So, I mean, that's –
I'm a fan.
They're expecting him to contribute.
Absolutely. He's a big slot wideout.
Yes.
Like,
former quarterback.
I love it when they superimpose him running a faster 40 than his brother, who's a super stud in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
No, yeah, the third round.
That could be a good pick.
Third round was offense. So they did get their tackle/guard, Brandon Coleman from TCU. Then they draft Luke McCaffrey, wide receiver from Rice.
Mm-hmm.
So second round was defense plus the tight end.
Yep.
They did get a tight end in Ben Sinat.
Yep.
I think he was the second tight end drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. He went ahead of Sanders.
He was
from
a multi-sport star. Apparently, he had 4 sports in high school, including hockey.
Well, I saw him.
A lot of people see him. Yeah,
like a clip,
the clip of him just
out
smashing somebody into the boards.
I mean, how many times did he get called snot when he was a kid? A lot.
I'm sure.
100%.
So in terms of
he got big, was able to beat their asses.
So I'm sorry. In terms of the team needs, you know, you might say, all right, well, you didn't really need a DT. Well, clearly they felt like they did, but they addressed most of the team needs, if not all.
Yeah, and again, when you look at the athletic scores, and what they base that on is purely what they did at the combine, right? So they're looking at how you did in the 40 and the 20 and the 10 and all that, and the vertical, and compare it to others at your position, and they were all very, very, very highly ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, they came out number one according to Next Gen Stats in terms of the athletic score.
I'll tell you what's crazy.
They had a team grade of the first seven picks in the 2024 draft of 80. The next highest was the Steelers at 77.
There's 43, not including the undrafted free agents they signed. There's 43 new players
mm-hmm.
on the roster.
Well, out with the old, in with the new.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
My team is terrible.
I know.
We looked at it and we said, but when you just, can't remember.
When you just look
team.
At the overall number and you compare it to, you know, other teams, 43 players.
Mm-hmm.
I was hyped to see all the athletic guys they were drafting, and everybody was like, wow, this is a new era, Peters. Mm-hmm. And then I saw someone retweet. Ron did the same thing like 3 years ago, and all the same tweets. We got all these athletics, those RAS scores off
right,
the charts.
Right.
They got to be able to play at the end of the day.
Yes,
the, only pick I don't like was the McCaffrey pick with Troy Franklin on the board there.
Mm. Yeah,
I mean, Troy Franklin is an electric. I mean, Blitnikoff finalist. He may have even won. I can't remember. No, he didn't win. But,
no.
I mean, he was unbelievable last few years. And to take McCaffrey, I didn't like that pick at all. But
I saw that Saban said the corner they took, Sainristil from Michigan,
yep. mm-hmm.
was the best pound-for-pound player in the draft.
Stud.
Yeah.
So he's small.
That's okay. He's slot corner.
He can play.
He's a slot corner.
Dude, I'm just looking at the measurables on Sinnott, if that's how you say his name, the mm-hmm. tight end. Dude, he has a 40-inch vertical.
Yeah, he's
Let's just be real. How many white guys have a 40-inch
Not
vertical?
Not many.
That's crazy athletic. That's crazy.
Now, I saw – look – it's a million things.
But
if you want to chime in,
Drabby, you know what? I'll tell you another guy that, and I watched him play a few games this year. And I think the Ravens got him. Tez Walker went mm-hmm. to the Ravens.
North Carolina.
That kid can run, man.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what kind of route runner he is, mm-hmm. but man, he's an athletic freak.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on the Commanders draft? It was Adam Peters' first draft. It's a new era. There's an actual GM in place. With an assistant GM, what do you make of what they did? So the corner, like I said, is small, but Saban jocked him, and we knew they needed to address it. And now they've got three young guys in the last two drafts, if you think about Forbes, Martin, and Sainristil mm-hmm. at corner. They drafted a safety late. Now, the late picks, you just never know if they're going to stick.
Correct.
You know, when you
they
draft
usually
somebody.
Stick for a year or so, even if it's just on practice squad and you kind of figure it out. Teams don't really like to cut their draft picks.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll play special teams, and I don't know what the value of special teams players is now with the new kick rules.
Well, they're more valuable
but
than
ever. But they drafted Dominique Hampton, who's a safety. So if we want to go through it, the draft, in the end, is going to be judged by Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Because if Jaden Daniels doesn't hit... it doesn't matter if the rest of those guys hit. You're going to consider that a bad draft.
Right, they go 6-11, and right. the quarterback flops.
And the rest of these
matter.
Guys could be bums if Jaden Daniels is an absolute stud. So that is the biggest factor. 800-636-1067. What do you make of Adam Peters' first draft? I think based on what you read, what you hear, that they kind of hit a home run. The only thing that surprised me is the offensive lineman waiting all the way until the third round to get
but
Brandon
again,
Coleman.
You
but
third, saw the run on linemen.
Yes.
You can't be surprised.
Third round, is it? I mean, that's a pretty high pick.
Some people, though, were upset that they didn't trade up to get one of the guys in the first round.
That's okay.
And I think most of the guys in this
Maybe
room
they tried.
Thought that they were going to move up.
Well, we're not the analytics guys running the team. Like, they don't want to part with that draft capital, especially if they think Coleman is good enough in the third round.
Well, they called.
I told you.
And it's not just the analytics people. It's the other team has
sure.
to say, okay,
that's
we'll
true.
Make a deal.
Yeah, but I remember I told you when I was watching the draft that as these linemen were going off, I'm like, they're not gonna move.
Right. Why would they overpay, especially if like the talent's getting thin? they're not going to part with, you know, 36 and 40.
All that
if
did
their
was open up
there.
Other spots. Like the corners went late, right? They went mm-hmm. later.
They got pushed down the board.
I don't know where the tackles went, but maybe that's one reason why they drafted the tackle where they did.
A bunch of corners went after Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was like three or four straight that went. They could have taken DeJean. They didn't. Miss McKinstry from Bama. They didn't.
Yep.
They decided to go with Johnny Newton.
I do know that the Commanders did call Dylan Lauby, who was picked by the Raiders in the sixth round. Mm-hmm. I was super happy for him and their family. They had a big party on Sunday. They did call and say, if you're not selected, we want you. But obviously he was selected by the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he got other calls like that. But I do know that the Commanders were interested.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, good for him. I mean, Josh Jacobs leaves.
Yeah, like Zamir, my buddy White was saying, they'll really have running backs.
Zamir White is the lead ball carrier there, but he could slot in as the pass-catching back. I mean, that's kind of his thing.
If you saw they put out the call, you know, when when their front office people call him and Pierce talks to him. They want him to do everything.
Right.
They're like, we want you to run the ball a little bit. We want you to catch the ball a little
special
bit.
Special team.
We want you to return punts, return kicks, cover kicks.
Good opportunity for him.
And he kept saying, I got you, man.
Right.
I got you. Whatever you need.
Washington might have drafted four starters. Daniel's clearly a starter. Mm-hmm. Coleman could be the starter at left tackle. Could be the starter at tight end. Maybe it's Ertz, but it could be Sanat. We don't know.
Well, Sanat still will eventually be the guy.
Sanat is still probably the starting slot corner.
Slot corner, right. So you got four there, and then who knows? I mean, how much McCaffrey's going to play.
Maybe McCaffrey's your starting slot wideout.
Yeah.
Like, who else is the slot wideout currently on the team?
I mean, Coleman's going to have to win the job.
Well, they still have re-signed Crowder, I think, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Crowder. He's an older guy.
I'm going to say Coleman's not going to start at the beginning of the year just because of experience. You've got Cornelius Lucas at left tackle, and you have Braden Daniels as well. And I know that's somebody that's already been discounted, but they drafted him in the fourth round last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
But
you're right, but I'm assuming that they drafted him looking at him as a potential starter.
Yes.
At that left tackle spot.
All right. I see some people that want to chime in. Yep. If you want to give us a call to talk Commanders draft, how do you think Adam Peters did running the show for the first time? 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Tom Skirk Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll come back with your calls next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.